U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is pondering what to do with Washington and Colorado's legalization of marijuana, a substance still illegal under U.S. law, but it's also become an international legal issue. Last Thursday, the United Nations issued a press release stating that Washington and Colorado's legalization violates international law. The statement comes amidst criticism from Latin America leaders, calling America's inconsistency between foreign and domestic policies hypocritical. The Obama administration has said a legalization strategy, at least abroad, is off the table. Bruce Bagley is a professor of international studies at the University of Miami. He's an expert in U.S.-Latin American relations. Bruce Bagley, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos criticized the U.S. drug policy. He said there are enormous contradictions. Where are the contradictions that he sees?
Well, he sees them, and many other presidents in Latin America see them as well. The contradiction is that we have asked countries like Colombia, of which President Santos, right, is currently the head of state, to sacrifice blood and treasure to enforce anti-drug laws, anti-marijuana, and other laws, while at the same time in the United States we are seeing a sea change as state after state either legalizes medical marijuana or, in the case of both Colorado and Washington, actually legalizes the cultivation, distribution, and smoking of marijuana. That's where they see the contribution, and they're unwilling to put up more blood and more treasure in their countries or see the devastation that has been wrought upon them by the U.S.-led war on drugs if, in fact, the United States is having second thoughts.
You know, in some ways, it seems as though the cultivation of marijuana within the United States, within Washington and Colorado, would be taking some pressure off of drug exports from some of these nations that are affected by the drug trade. But apparently the national leaders don't see it that way.
Well, they don't see it that way because we have actually been a major producer of marijuana for some time. We produce it on state forests and national park lands across this country in states like California and elsewhere. So the marijuana situation is one in which the United States has become largely self-sufficient. In 1960, the United States produced less than 1% of the marijuana that was smoked in this country. We now produce somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80%. So there has been a successful import substitution taking place with marijuana. But what the Latin Americans see is, first of all, we are changing our laws while asking them to make sacrifices. And second of all, reducing importations of marijuana into the United States will not eliminate the illicit drug trade in cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, methamphetamines, and others. So they are not about to see organized crime or drug trafficking disappear simply because the United States changes its marijuana laws, or at least some states do.
When this was passed in Washington State and also in Colorado, President Obama said something to the effect that they wouldn't be going after users. They found that to be kind of not important enough for the federal government to get involved in. But there, now that both states are moving towards the cultivation and sales of marijuana legally within the state, of course, there's a lot of pressure on the U.S. government to figure out the contradiction between U.S. laws. This seems to add to that. Is this going to be, I think, a tipping factor when it comes to Eric Holder deciding what he's going to do about these two states?
Well, I think the federal government is actually quite leery of the whole states' rights issues, and they see which way the current is moving. I think taking one step back for a second is important. The problem in the United States is that we have been jailing people in industrial quantities for some time. We have slightly over 2 million people in jail, many of them for nonviolent drug-related crimes. This is costing so much. In a state like California, it costs above $50,000 per prisoner. We give them a felony record. Their lives are ruined, especially if they're young people, in what are essentially nonviolent and often victimless crimes, if you separate out the individual that is the victim of whatever is going on in their own bodies. In that context, then, the Obama administration expressed through President Obama himself a sense that if the states are moving in this direction, the United States government wasn't going to try to countermand them absolutely. And indeed, I think behind the scenes, there has been some negotiation. If the laws are implemented with effective regulations by the states, that is, that there is not export from Washington State or from Colorado, that this does not become a kind of open defiance of the United States, but rather the dispensaries are limited in a variety of ways, they have suggested that they would be willing to contemplate this. We are now seeing, particularly from the International Narcotics Control Board, which is an independent and semi-autonomous unit within the United Nations, made up of a very small number of people, actually, who are not elected but appointed by their countries, that at least the president of that group thinks that the United States government should go after Colorado and Washington.
Okay.
And by the way, after a number of the states, 17, that now have legalized medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Whether or not we will or not, whether or not Holder will do so or not, is very much an open question. And indeed, your governor and the governor of Colorado have been inquiring with the federal government about what exactly 2013 and beyond will bring.
Right. Everybody here wants to know what the federal government's going to do. And certainly some of these statements from South American and presidents in other parts of the world is not going to make it any easier for Eric Holder. Bruce Bagley, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, and good luck, Washington.
He's a professor of international studies at the University of Miami and an expert in U.S.-Latin American relations.